You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Good morning to you, and the time now, 7:01 on this Friday morning here, live in the studio here with you this morning. At least if you've tuned in right now, it's live, 11:45. Obviously, we'll be pre-recorded at 11:45 this morning on our sister station, 1510 AM, WWBC. 8:45 in the evening tonight, here on 91.5 as well. This is rebroadcast. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm your host, Paul Esposito. We're in between sermons here on WGOD. I'm excited about where we're at here this morning as well. Real quick, more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at the same thing, at WGOD Radio. Facebook, same thing, WGOD Radio. These programs are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. Here today, in between programs, we've been looking at Matthew chapter 24. What will be the signs of your coming in the end of the age? That's what we're going to look at here for our 15 minutes here this morning. Important question. And don't kid yourself, friend. Only because the stock market is up and things appear to be going pretty good here lately. Well, sometimes when you look at it, financially at least, things are going good. House market is booming. Finances are up. But don't let that deceive you, because all the signs are pointing to the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we know that? Because He's given us the signs in His Word. Matter of fact, that's the question they asked Him. Lord, what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the age? Or the King James says, end of the world. His first warning is what? Many of you know it. Been preaching it for years here. See that no one deceives you or misleads you, because many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. I like what I heard Malcolm Wilde say this last week, that when He comes in His name, it's His name of authority. You know, like he said, stop, in the name of the law. I like that. Not necessarily in the name of Jesus Christ, because the whole world hates Jesus Christ. No one's going to come back. No antichrist is going to come back, say he's Jesus Christ. Remember, the word anti means instead of, or alternative to, or in place of. No, this man's going to come back and say anything goes. Now, here today, I want to look at, we looked at in church on Wednesday night, this word image. We were in Matthew, we were in Luke chapter 20, and they brought a coin. They asked the Lord Jesus, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? And He said, show me a coin. And then He said, whose image? The Greek word is icon. He says, whose icon and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. So He said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. But the word icon is what I want to look at. This word icon, fascinating word. First, let me read to you the verse out of Matthew 24, verse 15, where we're at here today. It says, therefore, when you see, here's your mile marker, land buoy, when you see this thing, He stopped going in order at verse 14. The gospel will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Stop. Now He's giving you something to look for. Therefore, when you see, starts with the word therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. This is what I want to look at with you on my few minutes here this morning. The book of Revelation calls this the image of the beast. And I want you to consider for a few minutes today this word image. The Greek word icon. It's a fascinating, it's E-I-K-O-N. Fascinating word. The word is, it never stands by itself, but it always is a representation of an original. Always. It's a perfect representation of a prototype. We read, actually, way back 4,000 years ago, Plato used to say that the reflection of the sun on the water was the icon of the sun. It's an exact representation of an original. You can read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, it says he is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. He is the exact express image of his substance. Hebrews chapter 1, the Lord Jesus Christ is the icon of God the Father. He is the exact representation, like John F. Kennedy is on a 50-cent piece. The exact representation of an original. Now, fast forward to where we're at here today. He was given power to give breath to the image of the beast. This thing here, this abomination of desolation, Jesus called it, this image of the beast, as we read here, likewise is going to be the exact representation of an original. He's going to be a copy. You can read all the way back in Daniel chapter 3. Same thing happened again all the way, or I should say prior, all the way back there. When the king Nebuchadnezzar had to make an image of gold, 60 cubits by 6 cubits. And he told everyone that they had to bow down and worship the image. Likewise, same thing's going to happen here in the future. This false prophet is going to make this image, icon of the beast. The beast is the Antichrist. This thing is going to be the exact representation of its prototype. Just a little bit of fascinating look at this thing. Now, Jesus said, when you see this thing, look into what he says. Let him that is in Judea flee to the mountains. In other words, get out of Dodge when you see this thing terrorizing the countryside. John Hagee calls him the Terminator. Remember that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? There's only one problem there, and that is when they yell, cut, you go back to your trailer and call it a day. They're not going to yell cut here. This thing is going to be terrorizing the countryside, forcing everyone to receive the mark of the beast or die. This is the kind of stuff that's going to be going on in the tribulation. Let those that are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on his housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. Let him that is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Woe to those that are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. What does he mean by that? I'll tell you. Have you ever noticed at the airport, have you ever noticed a woman with children and you can see the makeup running down her face? Her hair is disheveled. Why? Because those kids are driving her crazy, you see. What's the first thing they say, too, at the airport? When it's time to board a plane, what do they say? They say, women and children first. Why? Because it takes them so long to travel. Because they're burdened down. There's weight on them. And it's harder and it's more strenuous for them to get from point A to point B. This is what Jesus is saying here. Don't waste any time. Flee. Get out of Dodge when you see this thing. Woe to those with babies. Why? Because they can't go as fast as everybody else. That's why. Woe to those. That's what he means by that. Pray your flight may not be in winter. The Greek word kaimon, it really, that word also means inclement weather. like what's going on this morning up north in the United States with 13 inches of snow. Whoa, that your flight is not taking place in winter or in bad weather. Why? Because you can't go so far. I read about someone stuck in his car for 5 hours. Woe to you if your flight is in winter. Why? Because you can't get away from this thing. That's why. That's why, woe, if your flight, if you're trying to get out of town in the winter. Sabbath, why is that? Well, how far was a Sabbath day journey? A mile and a half. That's how far you could travel on the Sabbath. Remember, he's speaking to Jews here. He's relating to them in terms that they can understand. Now, today, of course, that doesn't quite have the impact that it had on those in the first century when he said, pray that your flight would not be on the Sabbath, because you could only go a mile and a half on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not has been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Then he says in verse 25, see, I've told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. What does he mean by that? Hey, when I was out in Kingman, Arizona, oh, man, out there on I-40, you could see for miles and miles and miles. Just as you can see lightning for miles and miles and miles. It can flash lightning miles. I'm not a meteorologist. Dare I guess, I don't throw darts, I don't know, 100 miles, you can see them for a long ways away. Just like if you're riding in Kingman, Arizona on I-40, man, you can see vultures for miles and miles circling away. He's saying when this happens, everyone's going to see it. You'll see it from way afar off. Same as lightning flashes to the east, to the west, everyone sees it. And vultures gather together, everyone sees that. There'll be no mistake in this. That's why people shouldn't be deceived today when people come to you and say, I'm Jesus. We read about people all the time deceived by people who claim to be Jesus. Now, we know how he's coming back. Revelation 1:7, I leave you with this verse. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the world will mourn or wail because of him, because they're going to look up. And then they're going to look down, and they're going to see 666 on their hands. And then they're going to wail. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not make it.
Calling Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.